在我们这个礼拜的读经进度里面，要读到箴言的第六章。
Our Bible reading schedule this week covers Proverbs chapter 6.
那在箴言第六章里面有提到勤劳跟懒惰。
And in chapter 6, it mentioned about laziness and the diligence.
那我们现在就来从箴言来看看这个题目。
So let us study this topic from Proverbs.
我们先来看箴言的第六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章的第一节。
Chapter 6 verse 1. My son, if you become surety for your friend, if you have a shaken hands in pledge for a stranger.
箴言六章六节。
Verse 6. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise.
第七节
Verse 7, which having no captain, overseer or ruler,
第八节
Verse 8, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest.
第九节
And Verse 9, how long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? Verse 10, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. 11. So shall your poverty come on you like a parlor, and your need like an armed man.
这一段圣经在提到蚂蚁的智慧。
This passage talks about the wisdom of the ants.
那也是在提到懒惰人的愚蠢。
And also mentioned the foolishness of the sluggard.
蚂蚁是一个非常微小的神所创造的一个昆虫。
Now, ant is a very small insect created by God.
但是有时候蚂蚁却给我们很大的智慧。
But sometimes ant give us much wisdom.
在第八节说蚂蚁在夏天预备食物。
Here in verse 8, that ants provide her supplies in the summer.
所以蚂蚁懂得分辨时候。
So ants know how to discern the time.
有时候我们夏天就看到到处可以看到蚂蚁。
So in the summer, we see the ants all over the place.
所以我们在夏天吃东西都要打扫得很干净。
So when we after we eat in summer, we have to clean up after ourselves.
因为蚂蚁就是要把东西抬到它的巢穴里面。
Because we know during summer, ants will carry food to their nest.
到了冬天就很少看到蚂蚁。
But during the winter, we hardly see ants.
因为冬天不适合蚂蚁来收藏这些食物。
Because winter is not a season for the ants to collect food.
所以蚂蚁很少是饿死的。
So we don't see ants ever starve to death.
但是很多的昆虫都是饿死的。
But there are many insects that starve to death.
因为他们没有预备食物。
Because they don't prepare food.
那这个懒惰有两个意思。
Now this folly or laziness have two meanings.
一个就是在世界上的事情上懒惰。
One can refer to the laziness on the matter of this world.
那另外一个就是在属灵上的懒惰。
And the other can refer to the spiritual matter.
那勤劳也有两种意思。
And hard working have two meanings as well.
就是世界上很认真工作。
One is that you work very hard in this world.
那另外就是属灵上很认真的追求。
And on the other hand, you can also work very hard in the pursuit of your spirituality.
但这两个不一定互相有关系。
But these two don't necessarily relate to each other.
有的人在世界上很认真，但是在属灵上很懒惰。
Some people work very hard in this world, but when it comes to their spiritual pursuit, they are lacking and they are lazy.
但是在世界上很懒惰的人属灵上很认真的实在是不多。
But we don't quite often see people who are lazy in this world, but very hardworking in the pursuit of spirituality.
那常常在属灵上很认真的人，在世界上都很认真。
Now, often, for those who work very hard on their spiritual pursuit, they often work hard on their worldly pursuit as well.
因为属灵上如果我们在追求，就知道在世界上认真，这是 美德。
So for those who pursue in their spiritual spiritually, they know that working hard and working diligently is also a virtue in this world.
啊，那有时候我们就常常想，我到底是不是懒惰？
So sometimes we might ponder, am I lazy?
到底懒惰没有懒惰标准在哪里？
So what is the standard whether to define whether we are lazy or not?
如果我们看那个第九节，
If we look at verse 9,
很多人啊，你要睡到几时呢？你什么时候才睡醒呢？
Verse 9 says, How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep?
为什么要睡觉
？Why do we sleep？
睡觉的目的就是要让我们重新得力。
The purpose of the sleep is to restore our strength。
所以我们第二天又可以工作。
So the next day that we have energy to work。
因此晚上如果没有睡觉，白天就没有精神。
So if we don't sleep the night before, the next day we will not have a good rest. We will not have a good energy.
所以好的睡眠确实是帮助我们得到力量。
So a good sleep would help us restore our strength.
但是这个地方说你要睡到什么时候呢？
But here say, how long will you slumber?
你睡到什么才会醒过来呢？
When will you rise from your sleep?
一般我们一个晚上大概睡八小时。
Generally speaking, we usually sleep 8 hours.
那有的人呢比较特别，七小时就够了。
And some people might sleep less, maybe 7 hours.
那有的人大概要超过八小时一点。
And some might exceed 8 hours.
每个人体质不太一样。
So everyone have a different body.
但是如果超过了我们自己身体的需要。
But if we sleep, our sleep exceeds what our body needs.
躺在床上不起来，冬天床棉被很暖和。
We sleep on our bed, we will not get up. In winter, in the bed is warm and we don't want to get out of our bed.
这个就是懒惰。
And then this is laziness.
因为我们生活要轻松这不是活着的目的。
To live an easy life is not a purpose of our life.
我有时候有的人工作很认真
we see some people work very hard for their life.
回家家什么都不想做
And once they get home, they don't want to do anything.
所以工作压力太大，有时候晚上都不想来教会
Sometimes the pressure from work is so great that they don't even want to come to church for service.
而且很想休息
You just want to rest.
所以这个可以了解的
We could understand that.
因此休息是需要的
So the rest is necessary.
但是休息过多就是懒惰。
But if you rest more than you need, then this becomes laziness.
那什么叫做过多？
So what does it mean to be excessive?
我们看出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
二十章的第九节。
Exodus chapter 20 verse 9. Exodus chapter 20 verse 9. Verse 9, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第十节。
十节。Verse 10, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates.
我们看的圣经在写很有次序的。
So if we see that how the passage written here, there's order.
第十节说第七天是安息日。
So verse 10 say that the seventh day is the Sabbath.
什么工都不可做。
And you shall do no work.
休息。
You shall just rest.
让我们能够恢复精神。
So that we can restore ourselves.
那但是第七天之前，他说第六节说六日要劳碌做你的工。
But before the seventh day, it says in verse 9, say 6 days you shall labor and do all your work.
可见说，因为六日劳碌做工，所以第七天在安息。
So from here we can see that because you work 6 days, then on the seventh day that we shall rest.
所以我们在非洲一般都是。强调不是强调安息日，强调六日劳碌做工。
So in Africa, we generally emphasize not just on the Sabbath, but emphasize that we have to work 6 days.
因为他每一天都没有做什么，你再强调安息，这个安息七天都不要做工作。
Because a lot of them don't work very hard, or don't work at all. So if you emphasize in just rest, then they might not have any work to do.
那这样，如果我们照着圣经的精神来做
，So if we follow the spirit of the Bible,
第一个。我们身体不会弄坏。
We will restore our health.
好，晚上就休息。
At night we will rest.
白天就起床。
And at day break, daybreak we will wake up.
六天认真工作。
And we work hard for 6 days.
第七天休息。
And on the seventh day we will rest.
这个神在创造整个这个大自然都有一个规律。
So we can see that there's order to God's creation.
那在箴言第六章说，在睡片时，抱着手旁边，你的贫穷就必如强盗速速来到。
So here in verse 11, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 11, so shall your poverty come on you like a prowler if you sleep a little bit longer.
什么叫做如强盗来到？
What does it mean that it will come like an armed man?
强盗来就是你没有办法抵抗的啦。因为他拿兵器啊。
Because they come like a prowler, you cannot resist them because they bring their weapons.
是逃不了了。
You cannot flee from them.
对，如果人懒惰，到最后贫穷是逃不了的。
So if a person is lazy, they become poor, you cannot flee from this.
神给每一个人都有相同的时间。
God give every one of us the same time.
一般的是70岁，强壮可以活到80岁，这是摩西当时写的。
Moses wrote that people will live to 70 years. If you are stronger, maybe up to 80 years.
现在平均说岁数也大概80出头。
Today, the average span of our life is about 80s, a little bit over 80s.
我们看每一个人一生做的事情不太一样。
But if we observe a person, the things that they do for each person are very different.
有的人一生做很多事情。
Some people do many things in their life.
不论在世界或在教会。
Whether it's in this world or in the church.
做很多事情。
They do many things.
但是有的人一生没有做什么。
But some people don't do much at all.
所以，同样神给我们一段时间。
So, for the same lifespan that God has given us.
如果我们六日劳碌做工。
If we work hard for 6 days,
我们结果就是富足。
And the result of our labor will be abundance.
就是灵性的富足。
In other words, abundance of our spirit.
来世的富足。
The abundance of the life to come.
这个安息日就是预表天国的安息。
And this Sabbath refers to the heavenly rest in the future.
就是在地面上我们认真做工。
It means that when we work hard on this earth,
那在天国就安息。
And when we reach heaven, we will have rest.
然后有极重无比的荣耀等着我们。
And we will have the glory, exceeding glory that awaits for us.
因为我们在世界上这个六天很认真在做工。
Because we work very hard for the 6 days on the earth.
所以我们要以圣经来调整我们的生活。
So we need to use Bible to adjust our steps.
不要羡慕人说都没有什么事情做，这样叫做享福。这个人生是没有意义的。
We don't need to envy people who don't have to work for their lives and just enjoy their lives. This kind of life is meaningless.
我们要羡慕一个人懂得认真来服侍神。
What we need to admire are those who really treasure their time to work for the Lord.
那这样我们能够把生命的价值活到最高点。
This way that we can live out the value of our life to its utmost point.
那个是什么？
And what is that?
就是把神托付我们把它做完，对神有交代。
It's to accomplish the mission that God has entrusted us so that we can be accountable to Him.
那什么是懒惰？
So what does it mean to be lazy?
懒惰另外一个就是借口很多。
Lazy in other words means that you have many excuses.
我们看箴言二十二章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 22.
箴言的二十二章。
Proverbs chapter 22.
十三节
，verse 13。
二十二章的十三节
，chapter 22 verse 13. The lazy man says, "There is a lion outside. I shall be slain in the streets."
这里说懒惰人说，哦，外头有狮子，那我在街上就必被杀。啊，因为外头有狮子，所以我没有办法出去。
Because there's a lion outside, so I cannot go outside.
啊，所以，哦，我没有办法工作。
So I cannot do work.
哎，我出去我就被杀掉了。
If I go out, I will be slain.
啊，所以懒惰跟勤劳有什么不同
？So what's the difference between lazy and hardworking?
懒惰就是找借口不做。
Lazy meaning that always find excuses not to do work.
那勤劳就是找理由去做。
And hardworking meaning, you always find a reason to do work.
那这个有一个很大的差别。
And there's a vast difference.
哦，所以有时候我们在教会里面看这个三十出头岁这些啊中开始中年阶级的一些信徒。
So sometimes in the church we observe the people in the 30s going into their middle age.
哦，有的人说啊，我有孩子，我什么都不能做。
Some of them will say that I have kids, I cannot do anything.
大概这样也是讲起来也是有理的。
It sounds very reasonable.
但是我们有看过这些啊，三十出头岁带小孩子去访问。
But we also have seen these thirties people members who are thirties bring their kids to visit.
夫妻两个，一个看孩子，一个去夫先生啊，一起去访问。
The couple with their child would go visit. The wife would take look after the kids, and the husband would go visit.
那有时候我们发现啊，我家庭很忙，我没有办法帮忙教会圣工。
Sometimes people will say that, "Oh, my family is very busy. My household is very busy. I cannot help with any church work."
我们也看过这个青年夫妻把孩子带到教会来，让他自己玩，夫妻两个在清扫。
But we have also seen that the young couple will bring their child to the church and let the church let the child pray by himself, and the couple will clean.
所以，懒惰就是有很多的借口。
So lazy means that you have many excuses.
可能这些都是很合理的。
And these excuses might all sound very reasonable.
但是勤劳就是找理由去做。
But hardworking means you will always find reason to do work.
克服困难。
To overcome difficulties.
所以为什么同样一生，有的能够活得很充实
？So we can see that for the same life, some people live a very fruitful life.
但是有的人好像也没有什么，里面空的。
But then some people have nothing to show for in their lives.
我们再看十五章的十九节。
Let's look at chapter 15, verse 19.
箴言十五章的十九节。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 19. 19. The way of the lazy man is like a hedge of thorns, but the way of the upright is a highway.
这里把懒惰人跟正直人相比。
Here we can see a comparison between the lazy man and upright.
正直就是对的好的我就要去做。
Upright refers to people who will do anything that's right, that's correct.
那他的路是平坦的。
And his way is like a highway, smooth.
但是懒惰的人。
But for a lazy man.
他的道好像荆棘的篱笆。
His path is like a hedge of thorns.
这个什么意思
？What does that mean?
荆棘会刺人啊。
Because we know that thorns will hurt people.
也就是说，因为很多事情应该做，他不做。
Meaning that there are many things that he should have done, he will not do it.
在读书的那一段时间，要认真读，他不读。
When one should study hard, he will not study hard.
那在前面的路就会有荆棘跑出来。
So because of that, then there will be thorns of hedge in their path.
认真读书用头脑赚钱，不读书的用体力赚钱，这个就差很多。
For those who study hard, they will use their brain to make money. For those who doesn't study hard, they will use their physical labor to earn money.
那就是荆棘在前面就受苦。
So there's a difference. So this is refers to there's a hedge of thorns in their path.
所以懒惰人需要付一个代价。
So the lazy people will have to pay a price.
那什么是懒惰
？So what does it mean to be lazy?
有时候就是因为我们没有履行我们自己的义务。
In other words, we have not fulfilled our duties, our obligations.
我们看啊，箴言十九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19.
二十四节。
Chapter 19, verse 24.
箴言十九章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 24. A lazy man buries his hand in a bowl and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again.
这说懒惰人放手在盘子里，就是像口撤回，他也不肯。食物已经到前面了，再放装在盘子里面了。
So he has the food in the front, right on the plate.
连拿进来吃啊，他也觉得懒得做。
And he is not even willing to lift his hand to pick up the food and put it in his mouth.
父母帮我食物煮好了。
So parents will prepare the food.
因为父母觉得这是他的责任。
Parents think that this is their duty to provide food.
小孩子连坐下来吃，他也觉得很懒。
And the children sometimes don't even want to sit down to eat because they are lazy.
不是冰箱没有东西啊，冰箱挤的东西很多。
It's not because there is no food in the fridge. There are many foods in the fridge.
那为什么吃生里面？
Now, why do they eat instant noodle?
就懒得连去microwave把它弄熟，坐在那边吃，他也很懒。
Because they are lazy. They don't even want to take the food out of the fridge. They don't want to heat it up in the microwave oven and put it in front of them to eat properly.
个人连最基本的这个照顾自己的责任都没有办法尽。
So in other words, one cannot even fulfill a most basic duty or obligation to oneself to take care of oneself.
所以有时候身体弄坏了。
So because of this, their health is ruined.
变弱了。
And become weak.
不是没有东西吃。
It's not because they don't have food to eat.
是懒得去吃。
But because they are lazy, they do not want to eat.
我们再看提摩太前书第五章。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章。
First Timothy chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13. Yeah. 13. And besides, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossips.And busybodies, saying things which they ought not.
这个地方在讲年轻的寡妇十一节。
So here talk about the younger widows.
在这里说最好就是再嫁人
It's better for them to marry again.
那其中有一个原因
There's one of the reason mentioned here.
就是时间太多。
Because they have too much time on their hands.
那时间太多没事情做，就是习惯懒惰，好管闲事。
So because they have too much time on their hand, that they use not to do anything, so they become idle. They begin to gossip and become busybodies.
我们要彼此相爱，互相帮助，这是事实。
It's the fact that we need to love each other and help each other.
那会让教会像变成一个家庭。
So our church will be like a family.
但是好管闲事就是另外一种。
But however, busybodies is not a different thing.
我们怎么有这么多时间去管别人的闲事呢？
How can we have so much time to gossip and to become busybodies?
那一定是哪一方面我们没有尽到责任，所以才有那些时间。
It obviously means that there are certain obligations or duties that we have not fulfilled. That's why we have so much time on our hand.
所以有一阵时候有一些地区教会很多问题。
So there was a time one church there were many problems.
很难解决。
These problems were very difficult to overcome.
那很多工人去看，后来有一个工人他想通了。
Many workers have gone there to help, and then out one worker have come up with this solution.
说这些太太全部都去上班，教会就没有问题。
If all the wives go to work, then there will be no problems.
我也想一想，这个讲得很对。
And then people thought about it, and this is a very good observation.
就是太闲。
Because they have too much time.
好像没有什么责任可以尽。
It's like they don't have any responsibility to fulfill.
所以这好管闲事，这常常是懒惰的一个表现。
So busybodies often it's a expression of being lazy.
好，我们来看啊，帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Let's turn to Second Thessalonians chapter Second Thessalonians.
啊，帖撒罗尼迦后书的第三章。
Chapter 3.
第八节，请读。
Verse 8, Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8. For now we live if you stand fast in the Lord.
对，第三节后说。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8. Verse 8, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but work with labor and toil night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you.
这个使徒教会当然开始，当然啊，很有爱心，大家凡物共用。
Now, when a apostolic church was first established, they are full of love and they share everything.
那这到最后就有一批人啊，变成哎，教会凡物供应，他不工作，就来教会吃饭了。
But then after a while, they were a group of people.Who don't want to do any work? They will just come to church and have their food.
所以后来保罗就说啊，这神感动他了，没有做工不可以吃饭。
So later on, Paul was moved by God that without work, without labor, you should not eat.
所以我们在教会里面呢，啊，教会好像一个家庭。
So when we are in the church, church is like a family.
那每一个人是肢体的一部分。
Everyone is a bodily member of the church.
因此我们在教会被人服侍。
So when we are in the church, we are served by others.
比方说食物中午有食物吃。
For example, there's a food during lunchtime.
会堂打扫得很干净。
Oh, the chapel has been cleaned up very nicely.
一切都整理得很好。
Everything is all very organized.
但是我们要想。
We must think.
我们也有责任为教会做一些事情。
We also have the responsibility to do something for the church.
就是我们的存在啊，不要变成别人的担子。
So in other words, our existence should not become a burden for others.
有时候我们就勉励一些神学生啊。
So we have encouraged some TTP students.
你们到哪一个地方去？
Wherever you go, whatever church you go to,
不要成为那个地方的担子，因为你很年轻，什么都可以做。
You should not become a burden of that church because you are young, you can do anything.
自己本身的事情自己要照顾好。
You need to take care of your own matter.
所以我们在教会里面呢，常常要想我能够为教会做什么。
So therefore, for us in the church, we often must think what can we do for the church.
来教会享受别人的服事。
Not just come to the church to enjoy the servitude of others.
所以只享受没有服事，这个有时候是懒惰。
So if we only enjoy the service of others and not serving others, then this is a form of laziness.
那有时候教会办很多，好像在夏天办很多活动。
And sometimes we see that in the summer, church have many events.
有的父母很高兴。
And we see that many parents are very happy.
这段时间让我的孩子能够多亲近神，至少跟弟兄姐妹在一起比在外面跟其他的外邦朋友混还好。
They are happy. They are overjoyed because for this time of fear of time, their children can spend more time in the church with God.
但是也有的父母很高兴，不同原因。
But then there are also some parents who are happy for a different reason.
因为看孩子很辛苦，全部送到教会里面，去旅游，在家里休息。
Because looking after children are very taxing, very difficult. So they are very happy to turn the kids over to the church, and they will relax at home or go to a trip or travel.
所以把教会当作 babysitter， 让自己什么都没有做，这样不对。
So they will use church as a babysitting function, and they themselves aren't doing anything.
如果我们的小孩子来教会
，if our children come to church,
我们做得到的范围应该要帮忙教会的工作。
If there's anything that we can help, we should help.
因为他们在家里，我们也还是要照顾他们。
Because if they were at home, we still need to help them service to do stuff for them.
哦，所以享受别人的服侍，但是我们本身都没有出力量，这个就是懒惰。
So if we enjoy other people's service and we ourselves have not contributed to anything, then this is a form of laziness.
爱心是好的。
To have love is good.
但是我们不能利用别人的爱心，我们自己变成懒惰。
But we cannot exploit other people's love and we ourselves become lazy.
还要彼此互相服侍，尽我们的本分，认真做工。
We must serve each other and do our duties and do our work very hard.
好，那我们再来看箴言的二十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言的二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
从三十节到三十四节。
From Proverbs chapter 24, from verse 30 to 34. 30. I went by the field of the lazy man, and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. 31. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. 32. When I saw it, I considered it well.I looked on it and received instruction. 33. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. 34. So shall your poverty come like a prowler, and your need like an armed man.
这个说地方说经过懒惰人的田园。
Here mentioned that one has passed by the field of a lazy man.
我们住在这个地方田园是很重要的。
The yard that we live in is very important.
因为如果没有整理，有时候这个尸体也会来干涉。
If we don't work on our yard, and the sometimes city will intervene.
所以这个应该不会发生。
So we know that this probably will not happen.
但是如果用属灵来看这一段圣经，就让我学到教训。
But in a spiritual sense, if we look at this in a spiritual sense, we can learn some teachings here.
因为这个田地就是指着信仰。
Because this field refers to our faith.
这个信仰要有一个墙把它围住。
This faith of ours, this belief, not need to have a fence to circle it.
那这个墙围住不但是分别内外，也是保护动物不会跑进来。
And this fence is not only to distinguish between inside and outside, but also prevent animals from coming in.
但是这里讲这个懒惰的人。
But here mentioned the lazy man.
他说他的石墙也倒塌了。
Here said that the stone wall was broken down.
那石墙一倒塌狐狸什么动物都可以进来，就把葡萄吃掉了。
So once the stone wall was broken down, foxes or any animals would come in and eat the fruits away.
因此我们的信仰需要努力去修筑我们的属灵的城墙。
So for our faith, we need to work hard to build up and maintain our spiritual wall.
在我们破洞的地方要很警醒。
Where there's breaches, we need to be alert.
我们自己的弱点要很警醒。
We must be vigilant for our own weaknesses.
因为魔鬼会从那里进来。
Because Satan will come through those breaches.
那有时候这一块葡萄园呢，就是指着我们的家庭。
And sometimes this vineyard can be referred to our family.
一个家庭如果有三五个人
，if let's say if this family has three to five people，
总是有一两个比较软弱。
There will also be one or two who's weaker。
如果一个家庭三五个人，每一个人都很坚强，那是神特别的恩典。
Now, if in this family three to five people, everyone work very hard, is very strong, then this is a special blessing from God.
他总是有一两个比较软弱。
But there's always one or two who's weaker.
那有时候魔鬼要扰乱，要这个家庭，就是从弱的那个地方开始攻。
So for Satan to cause disharmony for this family, he will start attacking the weakest one first.
那让这个家庭乱起来。
So this is a way to cause disharmony for this family.
或者说让里面的一个人啊离开神或犯罪，这个家庭就没有办法服侍。
Or even cause one member of this family to leave God or sin against God, then this family cannot serve God no longer.
所以所谓勤劳就是很警醒的在守望我们自己的家庭。
So hard working or diligent, meaning that we work very hard to be watchmen of our family.
然后警醒祷告，让魔鬼不会进来，进到我们的家庭。
To pray with vigilance so that Satan will not come into our family.
那这样我们家庭呢，神的国实现，有公义、平安、喜乐。
Then the kingdom of God will fulfill in our heavenly. We will have peace, love, and joy.
那另外在三十节讲啊，三十一节叫荆棘长满了地坪。
Here it also say that the field was overgrown with thorns.
我们常常有这个庭院的经验啊，就是指如果有那个杂草出来，一定要把它拔掉。
Now we know whoever have yards have this experience. If they are weeds, you must pull them out.
因为没有拔掉，它长大，它会结果，然后果子再撒出去以后，杂草会变成整片。
Because if you don't pull out the weeds, weeds will begin to grow and overtake the whole yard.
那我们的灵性啊，我们的心啊，是一片庭院。
So our heart is like a field.
神的道会开花结果。
The words of God will be planted in our heart, will blossom and bear fruit.
但是每个人都有个人的软弱跟缺点。
But each one of us have our own weakness.
那有时候我们在社会上这样在走动啊，有时候魔鬼借着一些东西啊，那个败子什么都撒进来。
Sometimes because we work in this world, through our encounters with others, sometimes Satan will sow bad seeds into our heart.
所以这个勤劳就是常常要把它拔出来，那这一块庭园才会很好。
So we must pull out the weeds so this field will grow properly.
有一个妈妈她在见证。
There was a mother who testified.
她说每一天小孩子回来。
Every time the children come back,
她就要花时间跟他们讨论。
She would spend time to study, discuss with them.
今天在学校里面学到什么？
What have you learned from school today?
然后她就重新花一段时间，把小孩子想的不对的，把它拆掉，重新再用神的话再把它盖起来。
And then she would take time to take down whatever concept that the children have learned from school that was wrong, and then build up with the words of God.
因为现在公立学校非常危险。
Because today public schools are very dangerous.
到处都是魔鬼在撒败子。
And because Satan has sown many seeds in the public school.
学生互相影响。
And they are often, you're often influenced by the students.
那如果不是很勤劳，到最后就发现，哎，这一块田里面呢一片杂草。
So if you don't work very hard, you will find that this field will later on fill with the weeds.
那这就是属灵的贫穷。
So this will become a spiritual poorness.
有一个弟兄在见证。
There was a brother who testified.
他带领一个他的亲戚小小的孩子。
He brought one of his relatives, a young boy or young child.
他从五六岁啊，就是每天早上带他起来祷告。
When he brought this child, since he was 5 or 6 years old, and began to pray in the morning.
那这样带了三年。
And for 3 years, he has been doing this every morning.
后来这个小孩子大概9岁吧，就没有跟他住在一起。
So then, by the time this child turned 9 years old, he no longer lived with this brother.
他说这个小孩子现在每天早上自己会起来祷告。
And he shared that this young child, even till this day, every morning he will wake up in the morning and pray himself.
自己会读圣经。
He will study Bible himself.
这个就是勤劳的果效。
And this is the fruit of being hardworking.
可以看到这一块田地啊，这个美好的。这些果实花在长大。
We can see that this field with the result of hard working by bearing fruits and flowers.
那对，很认真在经营它的人，这就是一种回报，这就是一种享受。
And for those who toil and suffer and work labor for the field, this is the fruit of their labor, enjoyment.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
40首。
Sing hymn 40.
我们几个活动都有很多的朋友来参加。
We have many events recently, and we have many friends to come to attend.
但是这一些朋友要进一步成为慕道朋友，这需要一段的跟进。
For this visitor to become a true seeker, it takes effort.
啊，这个常常有一段距离。
It takes follow up, and it takes distance to reach that.
慕道朋友要进到最后愿意受洗，这还是有一段距离。
Even for a true seeker to want to become a believer is still some distance away.
所以我们需要更多的努力。
So it takes more effort in our part.
但是更需要的就是神来祝福我们的宣道工作。
But what's needed more is for God's blessing on our evangelical work.
让我们最后祷告，我们特别为着我们厄万教会的圣工代祷。
So in our concluding prayer, let's all pray for the evangelical work in Irvine Church.
我们的灵恩会应该只剩三个月。
And our spiritual convocation is only 3 months away.
很快啊，三个月十二个礼拜一下就过去了。
It approaches very fast. Only 12 weeks. It will approach very fast.
我们大家设定目标啊，一起来努力。
So if we can all set a goal, we can all work together, work hard.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.